It should be full steam ahead again very shortly. Since we got the notification from Australia in July, we've been working actively with the Attorney General's Department in Australia to provide them with technical alternatives we think will allay their fears. We're just waiting on the answer back for that, which we're expecting in the next couple of days.
There are technical alternatives that you've put forward to allay the fears of the Australian government. Will that involve Huawei or not?
Yes, the majority of the system will still be Huawei, but we will change some of the equipment essentially in the Australian end of it so that that's not Huawei.
So how much of it will not be Huawei? Are we talking about a few kilometres, a lot of kilometres? It says two cables.
Actually, the entire cable system will still be Huawei. It's the terminating equipment that does the clever bit, the converting the optical signals to electrical and doing all that work. It's called a line terminating unit. So we've put options to various ways we can change that terminal equipment, but there's no Huawei electronics sitting in Sydney.
In essence, therefore, you as the Solomon Islands Submarine Cable Company will have complete control over that, and Australia can be reassured that there's no connection with this cable and Beijing, for want of a better description.
Yeah, we're putting that forward as options to see whether that meets their security needs or not, and we shall know within the next couple of days whether they're okay with that or not.
If they're not, well, what do you do then?
So in parallel with that, we've been looking at the other possible alternatives. And that essentially comes down to moving the cable somewhere else apart from Sydney. We've got a few other places in the region which we've looked at and identified and worked out feasibility on. I can't tell you who they are at the moment because I'm actually still in final commercial negotiations, in the background on some of these things, and I'd rather keep my negotiating cards to myself at the moment. What we can say is that we'll know our way through this process by early next week. The cable company will put a paper to Cabinet, and it will be the Solomon Island government that chooses amongst the alternatives. They will announce what's going to happen.
The option that you're putting forward, will that be more expensive in terms of the overall cost of this project?
No. Essentially, we swap out some of the Huawei equipment, and we can buy other equipment on the market for roughly the same price. So it shouldn't have a cost impact to the project.
So that plainly is good news in terms of what you'll be able to deliver once this project is complete. If the Australian government still don't like what you're offering them and you go for one of those other options that you mentioned are under discussion at the moment, would that put the price up?
No. Ironically, because other locations we're looking at are slightly shorter, all in all, it actually brings the price down slightly.
So, therefore, if you get the green light from Canberra, there's no reason why you shouldn't hit your original deadline, is there, with this project?
Give or take the month we've had to wait. Yes, you're quite right.
Now, some people might argue that because the questions have been raised about Huawei in the past, that maybe as a company you should have seen this coming.
There's a long history to this. The process of tendering for the cable for Solomon Islands began in 2014. Over 2014 and 15, there were two tender processes which were carried out under the responsibility of the ADB, who were financing at the time. Back in 2014, an approach was made to the Attorney General's Department to say that if we include Huawei on the list of tenderers, will that be a real problem? Back in 2014, it didn't seem to be. But obviously the situation has clarified and more clear to the Australian government since then, I guess.
I believe that the alarm bell, if I can put it that way, was first raised by the Americans about 5 years ago. So it does tend to suggest that maybe the Australian government haven't done their due diligence.
It's probably, I couldn't really say, to be honest. I think better communication may have helped earlier on in the piece, that's true. But I suspect that the situation has evolved as well, because really, I guess the importance of the Solomon Islands and its cable system, it's not very high in an absolute security sense, but I guess it's just increased sensitivity about where we put the end equipment, because we'd be going into Telstra, which would be obviously a bit more sensitive location, I suppose.
So when would you expect an answer? You've indicated it could come quite quickly.
Yes, we're assured we'll get some answers on our proposals by early next week.
But in the meantime, I presume you continue to work on Plan B?
We work on Plan A and Plan B in parallel, yes.